We're going to learn today Siche in Chelik Tezayin, Parshas Pekudei, and Baruch Hashem with this Siche we are Mesayim Chumash Mois. Next week we're going to start Parshas Vayikro. Yagdil Toiro V'Yadir. So Lechoir, I say that this Siche could be called a Rashi Siche. Because it's a Rashi Siche in a way that Rashi doesn't say nothing. Not Rashi said something like last week, if we have five questions or six questions. Rashi doesn't say nothing in a very simple and beautiful question that the Rebbe is going to ask. And a lot of Mephoshim asking the question and trying to answer it. Schon gerät viel mal, als Rashi bei Pirush al HaTorah stellt sich, ob und ist mefarisch, jeder Indien in welches Feld bio bei Pshute shel Mikro. Und wenn Rashi hat nicht kein Asboro auf ein Indien in Pshute shel Mikro, schreibt eine Idee, okay, jetzt über sie. The Rebbe says one of the Kloli Rashi from the first Klolim of Rashi, that Rashi came ani lo ibosi elo lepshuto shel mikro, and the emphasis is not ani bosi lepshuto shel mikro, but Rashi himself is emphasizing ani lo ibosi elo lepshuto shel mikro. I did not come, I came only for pshuto shel mikro. That is a very big emphasis, that I came just for pshuto shel mikro. And if I see something that Rashi doesn't say, so I have to, and the Rebbe says, so we have to find what it is. And when Rashi doesn't know, Rashi says, interesting, Rashi is not embarrassed to say, any idea? I don't know. Kayetzebose, we find in Parshas Toldos, the Rebbe brings it down in footnote number two, the Rebbe brings in Toldos, it says when Rivka told Yitzchok, when she heard that Esau wants to kill Yankev, she told him to go to Choron. And then Yitzchok called him and he told him to leave. It says, aim sorrow, aim Yankev Esau. So Rashi says, "Any idea, mama lamdeno?" The Posik talks here about Yitzchok, talks here about Rivka, talks here about So Rashi says, "Any idea, mama lamdeno?" Rashi shemtzach nish. He's not embarrassed to say, "I don't know." Velochein. So we come to a conclusion. Shasis varan ani vozet oish shverim pshatak suvim Rashi bavoron tos nish. When I see something is not so simple and Rashi says nothing, muss man sagen, eins und zwei. So I have two choices what to say. Number one, oder asal bepshutet shel mikro des mechatchile kein kashe nish. Think a little deeper and you'll see that it's not a question. Oder, also es muss man alpi pirush Rashi shelefonov. Rashi already explained it somewhere in a different place, and this teaches us on this place also, and he doesn't have to say it in every place again and again. In the Itzdik Esedres, is do an inyem, was is nish mum alpi pshute shel mikro, und Rashi chelt sich nish oivdem bepirushay. There's a very simple question in pshute shel mikro, and Rashi doesn't say nothing. Und das ist, what is it? In Parshas Vayakel, da zählt die Teure, wie Moshe Rabbeinu Tiber gegeben zu Iden, dem Eberschen Zivui, auf Trumas am Mishkon und mit alle Protim. We started Parshas Vayakel, Moshe Shkola Das Bnei Israel, and he told them, what the Rebbe said, what to bring and to build a Mishkon. And it says, Krumme Itchem Trumo, bringen so, wo Chesef, wa Melechas am Mishkon, und dann noch dem Zivui, auf Asiyas am Mishkon ve Keilov. Yeah, at the beginning it says, what to bring, and then it tells them to build the Mishkon and the Kelim. And now, L'chol Proteim, all the details are to do it. Nachdem erzähl die Teuro, wie Idnum gebracht den Edove vom Melechus HaMishkon. After that comes the Teuro's explaining how Idnum brought the things. Und danach wird erzählt, ob die Proteus wie die Chachmei Leib haben gemacht den Mishkon. Die Yerioiz und alle Klei HaMishkon. Beparshasenu, this is all in Parshas Vayakel. And in our Parshas, in Parshas Pekudei, the big day, Keuno. I think it's today's Chitas. Yeah, today's Chitas, the big day Kune. Yeah, Thursday Chitas is big day Kune. Was lechoire? What is the question? What the Rebbe asked? That's a pshuto shel mikro. We have a beautiful question. Was lechoire? Well, doch mask we give him when the Torah was zog bekitzer as Moshe otiba gegem to the Eden the ganzen zivu von Eibershnef nid was yes a mishkon. It just said that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden whatever it says in Parshas Trumo. He told the Eden that they should do it. Was ere brotim sein in do oisvulach in dem zivu von dem Eibershn zu Moshe be Parshas Trumo. And then Tetzave also in Kisiso. So we have all the three things. Just to learn footnote number 9, Geschmack that the Rebbe is explaining where we see it. Footnote of Al-Seder. Atzivu ve'ikru trumo, reish Parshas Trumo. Atzivu al-Asiyas ha-Mishkon ve-Keilom is also in Parshas Trumo. Mizbach ha-Ktoires is also in Parshas Tetzave. And there's also a whole sikha about it, why is Davke this Mizbeach is in the end of Tetzave, not where it says the Adam Mizbeach. Kiyoir, Shemen ha-Mishkon ve-Ktoires is in Parshas Kisiso. Atzivu al-Asiyas big day keune, Tetzave. And so we see that everything is already before detailed in all the details how to do it. So I could have said that the Eden, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden, what the Rebbe just said. And then also stay by Yasub Ne Israel, Kehoila Shatsiva Shemes Moshe. It could be in one posik or in two psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden everything that the Rebbe told him in Trumo Tetzave Kisiso. And Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden, and then it's going to see another posik, by Yasub Ne Israel, that they did it. Oder, the Rebbe says even noch mal bekitzer, I could even make it more shorter. Noch und erzählen, Zivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe soll stehen, not even say that Moshe told the Eden. Vayasub, Bnei Yisrael, Kechol Asher Tzivah Hashem es Moshe. In one posuk, you have the whole thing. Wir haben gefunden, dass wir kommen, mit Teure. Wir finden es in der Teure, a lot of times. Und wie man gefunden hat, dass in dieses Sedres Gufa, this question is even more, in this Parshas Gufa, we see a few times that it says, weil ich das auf Bnei Yisrael, kann ich erzählen, Hashem es Moshe. So was darf denn alle Protim noch einmal ausgerechnet werden? Why do you need to count it again? Sei beim Übergeben dem Zivu zu den Eden und sei beim Ausführen dem Zivu bei Poel. So that means that Poel, wer wir three times wer wird. Wer wird der Rebisch, der tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Trumo, wer wird Moshe Rabbeinu tells die Eden in Vayakil Moshe, and then wer hat die Eden tut, Vayasu kol chachmelei, and it says exactly what he did, three times, every detail what he did.
First time again.
Trumo. Der Rebisch, der says, was ist so, am Osayim vuchetzi orga, am vuchetzi rochbo. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them in Vayakil again, am Osayim vuchetzi orga, am vuchetzi rochbo, and the Nore. And then says, Vayas, בצלאל ואוליו וכל חכמי לב, they made המסיים וחצי אורקו. Three times the same thing. בפרט הזה, נוני פרשס ויקל, we have approved that Rashi himself sees that it's something here, that it's not so simple. זוג רשי, כבר פירשתי נידווס המשקום למלאכתי במוקם צבאוסו. I told you already all the details, but you don't understand in the how you made the Eifoid. It's very hard things how to do it, and how you made the Oroin. Yeah? It doesn't say in Chumash that you made three Oroines. Because it says me baisim uchutz tzapen uzov. So Rashi is explaining how you did it. He made three. He made one from wood, then a bigger one from gold, and then a smaller one from gold. So it was gold inside and outside. So Rashi already explained everything, and he says himself, I did already, and now I'm not going to explain it again. Was does zog doch euch, as in the parshas, is in stocke in chidush, of the friedike parshas, he has nothing but to say. And the Ribber, otter nicht was zu zugeben, perushu, he has nothing but to add. Wer doch noch starker dit mir. Oi, also ich wollte doch nicht eure die Teure erwarten, nicht gedacht, euch rechnen den Jonim, am zweiten Mal, am dritten Mal. Yves Rashi, that is a Pirush, says, I don't have what to add, Teure, that it's precise, every letter, in every crown, in every detail, in every ois, is precise. Why do you have to tell it me three times the same thing? Huh?
Which one is?
When they didn't made it. When the Rebbe...
This week's one.
Vayas Bezalel Volio, and it says again, I'm a sign of Chetzi Orko, I'm a Chetzi Rochbo, it says exactly all the things, three times in everything. Not it says, Vayasu Kashatzivo.
Second time, it doesn't say all the details, it just says, do this, do this, do this. Samishkan is always Merseo, it just says, do all these things, it doesn't say how to do it.
There's not the details there?
It says here, the whole protein, but the protein of what it is, without the details.
It says, how big the radius were and all that.
It says,
in Kude is how they did it already. Okay. Omu is a shaile pshuto im pshuto shel mikro. It's a very simple question, pshuto shel mikro. Evelecher, stellen sich kama mefosh ha-teure, the Rebbe brings down the Ramban, and the Ralbag, and the Rabbanel, and more mefoshim are asking this question. And in Rashi, gefind man ish kein asboro of them, nish betchila so inyen, in parshas vayakel, and nish besimo inyen, in unza sedre. Not in vayakel, not in pkude. Rashi is not explaining why is it. Bifrat, as lifnei ze in parshas kisiso, stell sie rasche ob zu bewohnen die Überhaserung von bloß gezählte Wörter. Sie rasche knows, wenn there's something extra, rasche is telling dir, ben chomisch le mikro what it is. Sie im Parshas Kisiso, just last week we learned that, it's a Parshe before Vayakel Pekudei. Das, was in der Teure steht, reimol ois evasel gdiba chalevi imoi. Beis, do seinen Arichus dike achpoles von ganze Parshies. We're not talking about five words, Lishvashil Gediba Chalevimoy. Talk about three parshas that it's three times repeated the same thing again and again. Und Rashi is the Roy, und Baun Zedov, ganze parshas, und Rashi is the Roy of Gornish Mefarsh. We'll see our footnote number 15 is also Gishmak. Vachemotzinish Rashi Utsach Loidea Klav. Also in parshas Kisisa, we just learned it last week. Arbe mitzvos betoiro Nemru, Venichpelu, Lechayev, Velanoish, Alminyan Chulu. If it's repeated three times, two times as a ese and one time as a love, so it's chayv, if it does it, it's chayv two times an ese and one time as a love. So we see that Rashi is precise and he says that if something is repeated, like Shavash Gdiba Chalev Imoy three times, there is three times, Echot Lebishl, Echot Lebishl, all the things as Rashi says. And here Rashi says nothing, three full parshas, three times in the Vayakel Pekudei, and as the Rebisha told Moshe, Moshe told the Eden, and as the Eden did it. So why is it? Base. The Rebbe is going to try to give an answer, and he's going to say that he doesn't accept it, and then he's going to give his chidush. לכאורה וולט מן כן זוגן אז הקופון מחליק פון דער שיילה ווען דערם פון דער פיפי רוש רש אין unser פארשע לכאורה ווי קוד פיינד דער אנסער נэт איך פון פוסק געבצלל בנורי אוס איז קאלא שרציב שמס מויש זוג דרשע רש איז סאמטינג וואט דאס רש זיי אז מויש ציב אלע בצלל לאס איז טרילו קיילים ואחר כך מישקון כן In the truth of the matter is that there's a longer hours, we're not going to go into it, it's not, we don't have the time for it, and it's not so easy. But the remes is that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, he told them to do first as a mishkon, as a mishkon. We just read it today, this morning in the Torah, we read the beginning of Ayakil. In Trumo, when the Rebbe tells Moshe what to do, then it starts with the Indian of first the Kelim, and then. Okay, but Moshe, so Bezalel understood that he's going to do, as it says in Parshas Trumo. That's what one of the Aorists is explaining. So Bezalel was puzzled. What are you telling me to do? First make Kelim and then make a Mishkan? Omar le Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu, Mine goylem las yistrilo bayis, v'chakach meisim Kelim betoichah. First you build a house, and then you bring the furniture in. Not you build furniture and it stays on the street, and then you build a house and you bring it in. Omar loy, so Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Kach shumatum pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is take what I heard from the Eibishter. V'chein oso, and this is how you made, and we see take when it says, V'yasu, so first you have the Mishkon, and then you have the Kelim and the Begodim and everything. As today, we said Chitas today is Chamishi already, almost the end of Pkudei, we have the Begodim, that he made the Begodim. Although Begodim is not connected to the Kelim of the Mishkon, but it's by the end. V'chein oso HaMishkon Trilo, v'chakach oso Kelim. Volkman gekent waren von Zolechoire, according to this Rashi, I have an answer. As dos is der Tam, was by Asias HaMishkon bepoel ver noch amal ois gerechnt alle prote HaMishkon vekeilov. Warum darf ich durch dem Zetmen wie bezahle Lot Mapach, wenn am Seder von dem Eufen, wie sie es ausgestellt leuten Zivui im Parshas Trumo? Zolechoire have a good answer. And the Rebbe says that the Abarbanel answers this. And after the Rebbe asks the questions, he says why the Abarbanel is not understood. What is the answer? The answer is, that because I see that Rashi brings down that Bezalel, that's Moshe Rabbeinu Adi telling me to make first Kelim and then make a Mishkon. So that's why when it says Vayaz Bezalel, when Bezalel did, he has to tell me, how did he do it? He did it as he asked Moshe that it's not a Seder. And he did that with the Seder, first the Mishkon and this. So we have a beautiful answer why it's repeated, this parsha again. Gemacht früher the Mishkon und danach gemacht the Kelim. So the Rebbe says, doesn't make any sense. I can't accept this answer. Why? Aber neusaf of them was the fizze is noch als nicht mehr vorher, for was the teure darf ausrechnen, die Brotten beim Sipo, wie Moishe hat übergegeben, die Iden dem Zivui, auf Nidas Amishkan und Kelov, auf Ashes Amishkan und Kelov, verantwort das euch nicht, bin ich gehe der Arichus beim Sipo, wegen der Asiye Gufe. Number one, in addition to what I have a beautiful question. You're telling me that you have to say Vayaz Bezalel, to tell me that he's not doing as Moshe said in Trumo, as it says, the first the Kelim and then the Mishkon. So fine, so why are you telling me that Moshe, when Moshe told them how to do it, he also tells everything. It doesn't answer me. And the Rebbe goes even deeper. Even if when it says Vayaz, I could have said that he made the Kelim, he made the Mishkon, and then made the Kelim. Why all the details? I'm saying, Mochetzi Orko, in the Menoiro, is Mikshol, in Kruvim, why everything again? So the Rebbe says, according to this, is also. So in addition to this, we have more questions. The Rebbe has, another four questions. Aleph, so libdem, if this is the reason, is genug der Chelik Asipo Beteuro, was erzählt, als man hat zum Ersten gemacht, den Mishkon, und dann noch hat man noch gemacht, den Kelim. That's what you could tell me. You don't have to tell me everything. Aber das Sipo wegen Asias HaKelim, und befragt Asias Big Day Keuno, the big corner is also today in Chitas repeated, man is completely out of idea. Was wird ausgerechnet bei Parshasen ist doch in dem nicht gewähnt, kein Schiene, wie Chilisch, was sie erst bezahlen. So weit, was sie sagt. Base wie Iker, and a question even stronger. Wie geht es um dir, sein dem Seder oder Asiye, früher dem Mishkon und dann noch die Kelim? Ist nicht nötig, der Arichus von die Prote Advorim in der Asiye, sehr Moz und Chulu. I said before. You should have said that he made the Mishkan and then he made the Kelim, and I would know that he did according to what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Noch mehr, noch der Achpolas Achprotim Anal, when it's come to Parshasenu to Vayavu is a Mishkan El Moshe, we say when they brought the things to Moshe Rabbeinu, is Gimel, the third question, Rechem to is the Torah wieder amol, alle Prote Advorim from Mishkan ve Kelov. Though here it's not with the measurements and everything, but it says what they brought. Rabbeinu Shloilom. We learned already in Truma, we learned in Tetzave, in Kisiso, in Vayakel, we learned already everything that the Rebbe told Moshe. Moshe told the Eden, and it says already the Eden did it, then it says that he brought to Moshe. What did he bring? Everything is counted out. Why again? Dale, Nordem, Selchoyri comes out that we have it four times. But the four times is not with the details and everything, but it's again the same thing. Nordem is the Posik Ersh Messiah, and this is very interesting. This, when I learned this, I burst out laughing. Nordem is the Posik Ersh Messiah, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kein Osu Bnei Yisrael Eskol Avodah. Nordem is telling me that he didn't did according to what the Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. So the bio boze be pashtus. There's going to be a bio be pashtus, and then there's going to be a bio al pipnimis o inyonim. And the interesting thing is that a bio o inyonim be pashtus is, the Rebbe is going to tell us the idea of a story, a sipur, a siche in Toiro, how important it is. So the Choyre comes out that in this parsha, in this siche, we have in this story with the Mishkan, with all this, we don't have any lesson, any roe b'chayim.
From the
Bureau of the Pashtus? Yeah, the Bureau of the Pashtus comes out that there is Toiro, Aloche, Shulchan Aruch, that you have to learn how to behave, how to conduct, how to put on tefillin, how to do mezuzah, and everything. Then there is Sipurei HaToiro. Chas v'sholem, Sipurei HaToiro, there is deep things that he's going to explain. But in simple things, that here is the mile of Sipur and Siche. In the Pnimis Yon Yonim, comes out a beautiful Eroe, interesting. In Pnimis Yom comes out a Eroe also, how we have to do the mitzvahs and everything. Okay. The Biobo is a Bepashtus. The Mishkan Vekeilov is from the Inyonim Achi Ikrim Vechavivim Baidin, through them is given Ashkos Ashrine Baidin Vechulo. The Mishkan Vekeilov is one of the most important things and most precious things Baidin. Why is it? Befrat as the Mishkan wird angerufen kefi pirush rashi parshas Einu. Beginning of parshas Pkudei, Rashi says Mishkan Oedus. It says in the Torah Eile Pkudei Mishkan Mishkan Oedus. A Mishkan, what does it have to do with Eidus? So Rashi is explaining Eidus leIsrael shevitolem haKodesh Baruch Hu al Mayim Soegel share Ishro Shchinosoi b'neihem. So we see the main thing in Jewish life and the precious thing in Jewish life is the Mishkan and the Kelim, because this Mishkan, when they build the Mishkan, they got the news that the Rebbe forgave him for the Mayim of the Eagle. And the Rebbe adds that in footnote 26, we've read Sheledaz Rashi itri letzavoise al melechas haMishkan achar yom haKippurim shenizratz haKodesh Baruch Hu leYisrael b'simcha b'leiv shalem. Rei tanchume. There's a machloikes when the Rebbe told them to do the Mishkan. There is one opinion is that the Mishkan was built as Balei Tshuva and it was built as Tzadikim. But Rashi accept in Pshuto Shel Mikro that the Rebbe commanded them. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them everything was after the Eagle. So we have even in the Tzivuy HaMishkan was already also after forgiven. Hashenken, according to the Shita that the Rebbe told them before, and then they did the Eagle. And then the Rebbe said, but you still have to do it, what I told you before, is a different level. But Rashi says that even the Tzivuy HaMishkan, we see already the Rebbe is going to forgive him. Was the fun is noch mehr moven the Chavivus and Ina Klolische Bose. Warum? So according to what we said, that Rashi said in Gan that the Mishkan, this Mishkan is the Eidus that the Rebbe forgive him, so it shows us a very important thing. Warum Chet HaEgel is given the Chet Achi Godel veKloli, was at Goyerim went zum Gresten est upon him from the Moibashen. The greatest Avere that there was the Inn of the Eagle. Bees to the Gzeiras Kloyo Rachmonel Slanofiden. Parshas Kisis of Posik Lamed Beis, it says that it was a Gzeiras Kloyo of the Eden. Chas V'Sholem to erase, to eradicate all the Eden. Bees as a filen noch der Sliche. It's so bad, the idea of the Eagle, that even later on, or the Rebishter gizog, boyim pokti upokadati. God forbid, when they're coming something, when he didn't do something not good, and the Rebishter is doing a punishment on that, he can't see also then the Eagle. Although he says, I forgave you, and it's going to be the Mishkan and everything. So, but from the other side, we see the precious of the Mishkan. As the Rebbe is continuing, later gizeh, what we see from the other side, from this idea of what Mishkan is. And the is moving later, he said, as the Mishkan was durchim is Ishro Shrinosei Beinayim, that the Rebbe forgave him and he did bring down the Shrine, he says, Ani in Kloli Vinale Admoid. So, Memele, now we're going to understand very simple why Rashi doesn't have to say it, and it's so simple to understand. Memele is verstandig. Also, die größe Chavivus von dem Mishkan beim Eibishter und bei Eden, because it's such a precious thing by the Eibishter and by the Eden, das ist der Tam, was die Teure rechnet euch alle Prote am Mishkan und Chazat ze Iber, einmal und noch einmal mit alle Prote. Now it's understood why the Teure is repeating it, because this shows, and the Shrine came down to Lemato, and from the Mishkan it was spread all over, the same thing with Mishkan Ikre Migdosh. Mishkan. So we talk about Mishkan and Mikdosh, that this shows that the Rebishter came down and is with the Eden and all the Kedusha and everything comes out from Sholosh Regolim, from Leirois and Leirois to go up and the Rebishter should see you and he should see the Rebishter and everything. And them time, the Rashi don't nish mefar sein. But Lechoy Rabbi doesn't Rashi say it. Lechoy Rashi should have said it. Warum er hat das schon mefar sein gewesen früher? As the Rebbe says in the beginning of the Sicha, if Rashi doesn't know, he says any idea, or any idea, man melam dene. I don't know, ich verstehe, ich weiß nicht, Rashi said, ich weiß nicht. Or if Rashi doesn't say nothing, there's two options. Either it's not a question, looking a little deeper, or it was already said before. The Rebbe said, Rashi said it already before, he doesn't have to repeat it. Und dort ist der Tamm, wo Rashi doesn't nicht mefarisch sein, warum er rutscht, dass er mefarisch beim Frier im Parshas Chayisor. If them was noch dem, wie die Teure erzählt, wegen allem, oi Reus von Eliezer, Rebbe Davrom, bescheiche sei gehen, bringen Rivkon, Chazat zei di teuro iba noch amol in sein der Zählenes vom Spachas Rivko. Also Elozer said, he came there and said, he's an Schliches and Reboin Shloim, please, I'm going up to the water, the first guild that's going to come and ask her for water, she's going to give me. And then he repeats everything again when he comes to talk to them in the house. Is Rashi Masbir, Adosim Tzadun Chvivus von dem Inyan. Because it's such a precious thing with the story with Eliezer, that's why he's repeating it again, the old thing. Warum? Omar Ravache, Yofes Sichoson Shel Avdei Ovos Lifnei Amokoim, Mitoiroson Shel Bonim. I see that it's nice, it's better, the Sicha, the just plain talk of the Avdei Ovos, than for the Rebishter likes it sometimes better than the Toiro of the Bonim, what he got after Matan Toiro. Shari Parsha Shel Eliezer Kfulo Betoiro, Ve'arbe Gufe Toiro Leinitnu, Elo Beremize. So we see that a lot of Aloches is giving Beremize, and the story from Eliezer is repeated twice, and we don't see any chidush, any innovation the second time when he's saying it. Just to mention, interesting to mention always that we're talking about Lenit Noelo Beremize, they come to Tfil. Without it, we know that it's Dukim going only according to Torah Shebiksav, so they put on Tfil between the eyes, they put on Tfil on the Yad, it says Al Yotcho, and without the Gemore, we don't know anything. Letay Tofois, Letat Bekasve, and Pas Beafrike. So many things that we don't know. And one very interesting, important thing is that everybody is careful. You know, I'm meeting only this Shritte, I'm meeting only this Shritte, or Shritte in general is such a terror, a crazy thing, aloches of aloches of aloches. And where do we learn all the aloches of Shritte? There's five aloches in Shritte, right? Sheiyet rose grome achlode iko. Five aloches. If you want, after the shir, I'll tell you what it is, whoever doesn't know. So where do we learn it? When Yitzchok sent Esav to go bring, when Yitzchok sends Esav to go bring him food, and then Rivko heard it, and she told Yankev, you're going to do it, and you're going to get the broches, I don't want it to give it to Esav. So he told him, Vetsudo litzoid, go out and hunt for me, hunt and bring me some good food. He said, Vetsudo litzoid, Yeva Aliyah, which is next year when in Bereshis, it said, Soid with a A by the end. So some Balkoiris stop and they say, what is it? Tzedo, what Soid? The hay is an extra, it's a Kri and Aksiv.
Not the Balkoire, the guy that has the Aliyah.
The guy that has the Aliyah, the Balkoire would know. Yeah. So Tzoid, extra A, so I have Sheiyet, Rosh, Lode, Akrome, Iko, all the five things. And it comes to the story of Eliezer that doesn't add anything, it's fun. And I say always also, very interesting, that in the story of the Mishkan, the old Mishkan, although it's called Mishkan, Ikrom, Migdosh also, but still, the Mishkan, old Mishkan, that we're talking about was 360 years, 365 years that it was standing, and that's it. It's not going to be anymore. If Moshiach comes, it's going to be Beis HaMikdash, no more Mishkan. And the 820, 830 years that the Beis HaMikdash was, Mishkan is buried somewhere. So for this, five...
When Moshiach comes, no Mishkan?
No Mishkan, it's going to be Beis HaMikdash, no Mishkan. For sure, for sure. And so we have, you know what we spend? Chas V'Sholom say spend, but what the Rebbe gives us, 10% of the Torah, is this Trumot Tzavik Sisa Vayakel Pkudei, 5 from 50, 52. That's almost 10% from the Torah about the Mishkan. And now we'll understand.
The Kelim are the same.
The Kelim are the same.
Look, without the Kelim, it's not a Mishkan.
No, it's the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash.
Ah, fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not
5%. No, but no. Everything is new.
Yeah?
Everything is new, yes.
Bigger.
Everything is new. Yes. As, according to what I understand, what I remember now, everything was new. Okay. Weisman davon, as a Indian was his hobby by Meibersten in the Torah. So Rashi said it already. Rashi brings down the Gemara from Rabache. The Rabache says that Yofi Sichoson. Same thing is here also. As a Indian was his hobby by Meibersten is the Torah dos Keufel. Mit alle Protim. Although nothing is coming, is added on in these parshas, still the Torah is telling it because of the precious and the special thing of the Mishkan, so he's repeating it. So we have the answer from why it is. But the Rebbe is now going to refute and say, I can't use this answer. And the Rebbe would mechadish that it's simply in Rashi said it already does. It's opposite. You can't even use it. Why can't we use it? Ois dalet. Man darf aber verstehen. Von dem Pirush Rashi ist lechoire muchach verkehrt. As the time is not shy by Yoneinu. This is what the Rabbah says, Yofisi Choson, here it's not applicable. Yofisi Choson, Shlav de Ovis, Mutei Roson Shelbonim. You tell me clearly that it's Yofisi Choson, Shlav de Ovis, Mutei Roson Shelbonim. What is this? This is after Matan Torah, this is the Roson Shelbonim. So what are you telling me? That I'm learning out from there that Sichoson is Cheshiva from Torah, and that's why it's repeated. It doesn't make any sense. Main doch gibt es bei Roson Shelbonim. Was noch Matan Torah? Gefindt man nicht der Sache Vivus, was Philipp dem soll bei sie sein, der Mimfung Pfuller bei Teuro, bei sich aus und Schlaf der Ovis. Where do we have the, we shows the preciousness in the repetition, is only when it's sich aus and it's after your voice before Matan Teuro. But after Matan Teuro, we shouldn't find it. And you want to tell me, that's why it says in three times the same thing. Kann man doch nicht sagen, oder dem Esber, bei Asiya, es amischkom, was ist der Ross und Schilbonim, so we can't say it. So there is going to be mechadish, Geschmack, what means Yofesi Choson shall have the ovois in relation to the Roson shall bonim, and it is applicable to you, and we could use it. The Biur in them. The Kavone von the Maima, was Rashi brings Yofesi Choson shall have the ovois in the story with Eliezer, with the Roson shall bonim, is nicht so madgesein dem Israel von Avdei ovois of bonim. Noch a Reus zu bringen dem Ilui vachavivus leformim von Sicherlega beteuro. Beautiful, beautiful explanation. When it says Yofesi Choson, it doesn't talk about before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah and the advantage of the Avdei ovois legabi bonim. Of the Avdei ovois legabi as. No, he's talking about Sicherlega beteuro. Siche in relation to Torah. That's what he's talking about. That Yofesi Choson, sometimes Siche, sometimes a story, is more important than Torah. So it fits here also, the same thing. The chilek zwischen sei, now what's the difference between Siche and Torah? The chilek zwischen sei,
Siche, pshat po, it's a lot of
Ach, chas v'sholem, nagia lezeh gam ken yotam ocha. The chilek zwischen sei, pshuto is, Torah meant, what does Torah mean? When I say Torah, what does it mean? Oiroes. Zivuyim, Vedinim, was der Rebishter hat angesagt, was und wie zu tun. It's commands and laws and lessons, how to do the mitzvahs, when to do and how to do it. Siche, what does Siche mean? Siche means that Dibu was begolui, or bepshuto is es nicht kein Zivu vayuroi. Right? This is the idea of Siche. As we see, the story of Eliezer is Yofe Sichoson Shlav de Ovois. It's a story, it's not something that I could learn from it. It tells you something, a situation that happened, a passierung, or a peule vekayetzibose. It's not something that it's teaching you, giving you how to conduct yourself and how to behave. And vidos is by Eliezer, Eved Avrom, here we see it, al pepshutoi. Vosero tatzel, vegan Avrom veitzrok, um vos mitimot getroffen, dikvitzas aderech, vazoi dorei bishterotim mazming, ven rivke vekulu. So he repeated it, everything. Just for the sake of the Indian, we must learn the footnote 32, that the Rebbe says that we're chilek between Siche and Torah. Torah is mitzvahs, and Siche lechoire is not. It's just telling you what happened. So the Rebbe says, Aval betoichnoi, when you look in every story that there is in the Torah, in the essence, in this story, there's the highest levels of things there. Other Rebbe, there's sometimes higher than Torah. Omru Razal, the Rebbe brings on a Zohar, Vaile inun chayve, de amre de reise laviyu elo sipure baalme. A pity is on those who says that the Torah is stories. They look at the levush, at the story as it is by Eliezer, and they say that's what it is. So they say a pity is on them. Zakoin inun tzadikaye, the tzadikim are, what's Zakoin?
Meritorious.
The Zakoin inun tzadikaye, the mistakle boi reise ket koyo, is they look in the Torah as it is, when they see in every story that they see, is what it is. We just finished learning in shul, a maimar, that ve'isho achas meneshe b'nei anevim, tov shen chofei, the Rebbe chazat amayim ha-parshas v'yeiro, and the story there with Elisha, and the Rebbe is asking the same question, why did Torah telling us these stories? The Rebbe brings out from the Alter Rebbe as every word in this story from Ve'isha Aras Menei Navim is Oiroes, how we should behave and how we should do the Torah and mitzvahs. Beautiful, a beautiful maimar. Okay. Is the maimar madgish the maile? So what is it? So now we know the difference between Torah and Siche. So der maimar madgish, the maimar of Ravache is emphasizing the maile from Siche אז דיסיכה, אפילו פון עבדי אובויז, איז לפעמים יופי פון טוירוסון, אפילו של בונים. Again, it's not עבודים relation to בונים, it's שיחה לגבי טוירו. So, bias could be שיחה also. There could be a שיחה of the story, repeating three times, the end of שיחה.
אבל בזה... למה הוא משתמש בלושן עבדי אובויז ובונים?
אז זה מגיע.
Is that they're not shy to nothing in the format and tearing everything. Their sikha is even is also higher than this. Yes, because it's sikha. Yeah. And I'm sure that in Chassidus and in Kabbalah and in Zohar, I'm sure there is a lot of plenty of lessons from the story from Eliezer, why it's repeated and what the story is and everything. And a simple question: why do we need Kvitzas HaDerech for such a story? And the Rebbe says that this is one of the main things that we see, that without Chassidus we could not explain anything. The Sikha, why did he need 17 days? Instead of going 17 days, he went right away. The Resper is very simple, the Rebbe says, Rivka is given kesheshano ben achoichim, she's like a rose in between the thorns, and the Rebishter couldn't tell Avraham Avinu before to take her out because it wasn't the time yet. So as soon as the time came, the Rebishter Yeshua Hashem Kerev Ayin. So he flew in one day instead of 17 days to take her out at the minute that she has to go out from there. Anyway, ועל פי זה יש פשטנדיק, אויך עם פרשייה שלפוננו, now we'll understand also in the parshes. Nor this address trumot etzave, that we said already the Rebishter commanded Moshe, told Moshe that to make the Mishkan and the Kelim, שיקומן ישתיבה גם ציוויים ואירועז וי ומבוסותון. Our parshes, Vayakel Pkudei, is not telling us how to do it because we learned it already. We know already what to do it. So, come on, you should give me some more words. We and what to do? And what on them? What man has not known? Without Vayakel Pkudei, I would know the same thing. I would say Vayasub Neisroel Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe. I would know that they did it. The Torah that tells me Protes and Baruch of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Alei Tzvuim from the Eibershten Veg Melech Samishkoni Begem Tzidin. It's in detail everything that Moshe told the Eden how to do it after we have it in Trumo. And we see open that we can't give me poil again. Das heißt, dass es einen Anien von Siche. It's not Anien of Eroes, it's not Anien of Teuro. A lesson, it's Anien of Siche. Wie bald das die Siche ist, bin ich gehe, dem Mischkon, ist das also ich hoviv. Also lieb dem, kum die Arieche, sie bechol apotim in der Neufung von Kvula bei Teuro. So we see that because we're talking about the Mischkon, so that's why it's so precious by the Eibishter and by the Eden. So the Eibishter says, I'm going to repeat it again and again and again. That's how precious it is by me. Now, according to my understanding, is an unbelievable thing. Rashi, when he spoke, that's what Rebbe brings out here. When Rashi speaks in Chayesoro, and he's explaining the story, why Eliezer's story was repeated twice. So he's bringing down the Gemara Omar Avache. Yeah? So the Rebbe asked a question, L'choy, he should not say Omar Avache. Rashi doesn't bring name of the Tanoim, but only when there's a reason. So Rashi, when he learned Parshas Chayesoro, and he brought down Omar Avache, he already gave us the answer for here. He had in mind already Parshas Pekudei. Unbelievable, as we're going to say inside. Okay. Al pi ze is moving was rashe bringt in pasach chai sora rob dem shem fun balamai mar rabache was das is kemet uber kam apam also one of the first and major klolim in rashe zu lib dem was der nomen fun balamai mar git zu atoyses bir na vonas apios it must be that he gives us an addition in understanding the pshuto shel mikro doch matik ze nem shem rabache vert mevuer der toychum fun mai mar yofes chosen shlav de ovis khulu it bringing dan rabache Rashi is hinting and indicating on something, a different thing that Rav Acha says, and Rav Acha talks there, especially about the union of the Maile of Siche. As the Yadgoshe is nicht in the Misroin, also we're going to see now that the Israel is not, because it's a relation of Avodim and Bonim, it's no Siche and Teuro. As the Yadgoshe is nicht in the Misroin von Avde, obviously Gabi Bonim. Nor in der Meile von Siche, und der Tam, wie ist es möglich, als es soll sein, Joffe Sichosam et Eurosom. From this we're going to see, why is that the reason that it could be? Where do we see it? So Rashi indicated with the name, because we should look in Mesir Teyume, and see another Maimar of Ravache, and it helps us out here. In Mesir Teyume, wird gebracht die Breise. Tonu Rabbonum, ודיבר אותו בום. It says in Krishma, we say everything, every day, at least three times. We say, ודיבר אותו בום, maybe four times, we say it before davening also, in front. Tonu Rabbon, ודיבר אותו בום, so the Gemara, the Tanikame says, bom, veloi betfile. Bom means it's read in Torah and not in Tfile. Bom, ודיבר אותו בום, another pirush. Bom, יש לך רשוס לדבר, veloi בדבורם אחרים. You have permission to talk in Torah and not in other things. Rabbache Oimeo, Rabbache says, bom, ודיבר אותו בום, what does it mean, ודיבר אותו בום? A series on kva, make him permanent. Don't make him like, you know, sometimes here, not temporary, but permanent. That's what's the difference between Ravache and the Tanikame? So the Rebbe's explaining. Was the Choyre from them was Ravache sogt no dem Chiyuv und die Schlile bin ich gea divrei Teiro. Asi oi schon kwa valtasem arai. The Tanikame goes on two separate things. He says, ve dibarto bohom ve loi bitvorim acherim. It goes to a different thing. Ravache uses the negative and the positive in the same thing. He says, asi oi schon kwa, make the Teiro kwa and don't make him temporary. So from this the Ravache is using it like this as a song kvav al tasim arai und nicht kein schlile bin gerz dvorim is not negating dvorim acherim wir sagt sein bal plukte wie der tanen kam es wird die barto bom we loy bit dvorim acherim tanen kam es die positive is wird die barto und die negative is loy bit dvorim acherim is mach mach I understand from Ravache as bei dvorim acherim is loy Ravache nicht hal die schlile Ravache halt that you don't have to negate the in of dvorim acherim. So the Rebbe says, if I understand this from Ravache, how could you say such a thing? The Rebbe says, oh, but you think and say as ledaz Ravache is a doa etor if dvorim acherim betelim. The Rebbe has a question mark and exclamation. No. So how could you say such a thing? But Ravache says forth like this. He said that asher yishon kva ve'altasim arayin, it negates the word of the Tanikame that it says veloy dvorim acherim. That means that according to Ravache yalatu, how could it be? Now we're going to answer, yes. Ravache talks about this kind of dvorim acherim. He's talking about dvorim acherim of the in of siche legabi. Same Ravache that says yofe sichoson is saying this aloche also. Unbelievable. If we're going to say inside. No, so we can't say that Ravache has v'sholem meant it. No, the beer and the miz. Ravache is madgish, as benegea ledivrei toiro, is a chiyuv tmidi, ubeechlet as es darf zayn vedibarto bom, un kva un nishtarai. Ravache, when he says, asio isom kva valtasem arai, he's talking about toiro. Toiro means, as said before, oiroes, aloches, tzivuim, this was he meant. So you have to be permanent and not temporary. Oba benegea dvorim acherim, Kemen zeini chole zayn beechlet. I said that you could not negate them if completely. Warum? Es einen dort, warum acherim von siche, there is dvorim acherim that they call siche. Dvorim acherim betelim is das nicht. It's not dvorim betelim chas v'sholem. Sie sagen, aber euch nicht teuro. It's not a teuro eroe. Das heißt, do seinen nicht kein eroes, zivuim vedinim v'kol ha-shayich lo zeh. As we said before, that in pshuto shel mikro gonna come out, that there's no eroe. It's just a siche, it's a story, that the Rebster is so precious with the Beis HaMikdosh in the Eden, in the Mishkon, that he repeated it three times. According to Pnimi Yisrael Yoni, we're going to see that there is a lesson how to conduct ourselves. No, the burim v'sipurim v'yoni yisoyrerus. It's also as a union of yisoyrerus. It's a awakening in us. Ave today, Mishter, again about the Mishkon, and again about the Mishkon. V'meile ken zayin as a siche oich yofe, biz as a siche vos vet zayin, yofe mit oiroson. There sometimes that the siche is yofe mit oiroson. Aber von deswegen, is davke ben egea toiro, der Zivui Asi Oysom Kva, weil der Rebbe wants to emphasize. Don't forget what Rabache starts. Rabache says Asi Oysom Kva, weil das im Arai. It's like a Yofi Sichoson sometimes. But the Iker thing, what we have to do, is learn Aloches and again and again and again, not to forget. Asi Oysom Kva, weil das im Arai, warum es ist selbstverständlich, viele war beim Chomisch le Mikro. Als man muss alle mal gedenken, und man mehle chasern und reden und lernen, die Euroes, die Vrei Teuro, was man muss tun, was man tun nicht tun, und also weiter. This is for sure that always, you have to learn always what you have to do, what you not. Especially we're talking about the Moshe Ilche Shabbos. There's no such thing. If you don't learn, you repeat it again and again. And also, Shochtim al pi aloche, they have to learn every year the aloches. Same thing in everything. You have to always learn again and again to know how to do it in Chas v'Sholem, not making mistakes. So this is al pshuto shel mikro, beautiful answer, the idea, and not a question on Rashi, because Rashi said it already by the story with Eliezer and everything. Vov, da biur ba ze bepnim yisrein yonim. Vado vi learn bepnim yisrein yonim. In die zwei Sedres, wo es werden übergechassert, alle Prote am Mishkon und Kelov, seien dort zwei Nekudes Klolios. In these two Parshas, we have two Nekudes that it's being emphasized, two general rules. Alef, den Indivas Alef von den Iden, wo sie haben gebracht, und bis Rizus Achik Deule, alle nötige Sachen waren Mishkon, und in der Neufung von Indivas Alef. We see here the generosity that Eden did it, that they came. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayavoyu anoshim, ala noshim, they came running, and everybody, it says, Kolisha Sharito, whoever had something, was brought it. Alle nötige Sachen von Mishkon und in der Neufung von der Divas Alev, bis als man hat gedarft, ausrufen, Al Yasu Oid Melocho, finish, don't bring anymore. And the Torah is emphasizing, it's given, the Oyser, it was left, they brought so many things that it was left. So we have here the idea of the Divas Alev. base. What's the second rule, second thing that we learn in these two parshas? As the Chachmei Lev, ob mekayim gven tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on gitom melechus HaMishkan veKeilov, kechoil asher tzivo Hashem, they did everything as the Rebishter told them, and there's an emphasis, not only with the Rebishter told, nun vi esiz in tzivo Hashem, as Moshe, as the Rebishter gave us through Moshe. So we see here the union of the Nedivus HaLev, and we see the union of action of doing what the Rebishter said. The Rebbe says, "Proti, you said to go in more detail. That when I scatter the sundits we even the mountain kudos, we see that there is in both of them we have both. In the Nedivus Alev, we see also the union of action, and in the action of Chachmei Lev, we see also the Nedivus Alev. Where do we see it?" So the Rebbe says, "Sundits we even the mountain kudos. Oich by avos nidvas amishkon is given the kiyum atziv bedugma sevet from Eibushin veikholi tchumam eiskolish shert venaliboy." Was like in the Nedivus HaLev, there was also the action that they brought. They listened to the Eibishter Tzivui to bring it. So we have Nedivus HaLev and we have the action. Chumei Yitrim Trumo. Und al derech ze, oir badim elochev un kol chachmei lev. The emphasis before was the rule is that they did it. Vayasu kol chachmei lev that they did. So the Rebbe says, we have in that also Nesoi Liboy. We have also heart and not only action. Val Pizei is moving. As the Rebbe brings down in footnote number 40, Vayakel Shom Beis, Venemar, Kol ish chacham leiv, asher noson Hashem chochmo beliboy. Don't say that he had chochmo in his head, though he was an expert, and he was a special carpenter, and a special, we could saw the poroiches and all the things that he made. No, it says, Kol ish chacham leiv, asher noson Hashem chochmo beliboy. So we have the action, and we have the leiv. In both, we have it. Val Pizei is moving. Now the Rebbe is going to connect it with this beautiful, with Sichas of the Ovis. Val Pizei is moving, we in them sein, and do beide in yonim. We have both things, we have Siche, and we have Avdei Ovis. Where do we have it? Siche is verbunden mit Leiv. What does Siche have to do with Leiv? Warum Siche is doch der Inyan at Tfile. Kemaim HaRazal, we learn footnote number 41, Ein Siche elo Tfile. Kepirush Rashe lo Suach, Vayitzro, Vayetze Yitzro, lo Suach, Vasode, Rashe says lo Shun Tfile. What does it have to do, what does it have to do with Tfile? Tfile is Avodei Shebelev. It says, Zul Avdei B'chol Levavchem, so the Gemara asks the question, Eiz Avodei Belev. So the Gemara says, Zut Tfile. So if Tfile is the Indian, Indian of Leiv, so Siche has to do with Leiv. It's Matrix Dimin from Kima Mitzvahs, Un Eved. This is the Indian of Siche, has to do with Leiv. Mashenkin Eved, what is a Eved? Eved is Matrix Dimin from Kima Mitzvahs, Warum das ist doch Teuchen Indian of Eved, Ben Kaim Sein Zivoden. So what we see in Vayake, the Nedivus HaLev, and we see the action of the Chachmei Lev. The Rebbe says that both of them, each one has both. That the Chachmei Lev had also the union of action. As the Chumash says, they were Chachmei Lev, not Chachmei Rosh. And by the Nedivus HaLev, we were also both. We have the Nedivus HaLev, they came with Nedivus, but from the other side, it was done the mitzvah also. This has to do with Siche and Avdei. Beautiful. Has to do with Siche and Avdei. Those are the two unions. Nedivus HaMishkon, Nedivus HaLev, and Nidin, but this is Iyin HaSiche, as they gave it by Nedivus HaLev. Und der Kiyum HaTzivui von HaSiyas HaMishkon, that this is Eved. So we have unbelievable, we have this Yofi Sichoson Shil Avdei Ovois, Sichas Avdei Ovois, we have exactly in this parashe Merumes, very simple and very clear. And the Rebbe is finishing, and it's Darf Zayin, the Iskalelus von HaDibede, this is the Yoreh to us. I said that there's going to be a Yoreh. And this is Darf Zayin, the Iskalelus von HaDibede. As the Kiyum HaMitzves, Inyan O Eved, when I do a Mitzvah, it's a Eved, I do what the Rebbe told me. Darf Zayin zusammen mit Nedivus HaLev. It must be with Nedivus HaLev also. Und in dem Nedivus HaLev darf sich honoren, also das ist mit Zatziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do something that you have a Geschmack, you want to do something for the Eibishter and your Lev is telling you to do it, you have to remember that it's Zatziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, it's not only you and Nedivus HaLev. And the Rebbe brings down in footnote 45, Al Dechmai Marazal ben Nedivus de Avrom. Avrom Ovinu was a great Nodiv. Yeah, Abba, he had four doors from all his four sides, and unbelievable giving. But the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimar, in Tov Rish Tzadik, the Friedrich Rebbe says that Avraham Avinu gave him the food and everything, and when he finished eating, he says, what do you think? I gave it to you, you have to bless the Eibishter. They say, we're not blessing the Eibishter. Okay, not blessing the Eibishter, you know what you have to pay. $100 for a piece of bread. Where do you get bread in a desert? So he showed his strength and this. And in general, we see also that when the Rebbe says about Avraham Avinu, Ato yodati ki yirei lekim ato, when is it? Not when he did chesed, when he was ready to slaughter Yitzchak. When he changed his chesed to gvura, and he shows that my chesed is not because I am chesed. I do chesed because the Rebbe wants proof, but the Rebbe tells me to do gvura, I'm also doing it. This is the Yoreh. Yeah.